So yeah, I'm Stephen Bowden. My family's Wiradjuri, so from Lake Jellicoe, Murrumbidgee Bridgeway. And I'm in Mildura at the moment. We have a clinic here, which is MDAS, Mellor District Aboriginal Services, but we also expand across maybe, I think roughly 300 Ks away, which is Swan Hill, and then another little outreach clinic in Kerang, which is 40 minutes further away from that. So we've got three sites in our area. And yeah, and I'm the practice manager here at MDAS, with the I'm an Aboriginal health practitioner.
And as we record this interview late this afternoon, current temperature at Mildura Airport is 48, very hot degrees. What's today been like for
Yes.
you and the mob at the local service there?
We're kind of taking it, just I guess hour by hour at the moment. It was already 40 degrees at 11 a.m. this morning, so last Friday we kind of I was at our Swan Hill site, and I on my drive home I thought, hang on, we need to prepare for next week now. So I rang the health promotions team. I said, can you please go down and get some slabs of water, some Zupa Dupas, some sugar-free Zupa Dupas, so we can freeze them over the weekend and have them ready, because we've got some Eskies in our reception, with some cold bottled water, some Zupa Dupas for mob to grab as they come in, as they please. So we've kind of prepared that way to keep everyone cool as they come in. But yeah, it's I guess we've prepared ourselves enough for it. It's just adapting to what we need at the time. We haven't had any emergency situations at the moment. I think everyone's kind of prepared well enough within their own homes to keep themselves safe.
And how are local community members feeling? Have they mostly just hunkered down for today and staying at home?
Exactly. So we've got our elders hub, which is across the road from us at the clinic here, and they've opened it up. So usually they have like a men's group and a women's group, but this week they've opened it up for everyone to have a safe space to come into. If they don't have an aircon at home, they can go to the elders hub, be there all week, with all the elders group that they normally run. They'll get like refreshments all week, just a safe space for the elders to be able to go and hang out and be cool, really. So they've got that opened up, and our transport, we've got all the mums and bubs that are coming in to see our KMS team and our maternal child health nurses. Rang them and said, we'll change those appointments for the morning, or we'll come and do home visits to save mum and bub coming out in the heat. So we've arranged that with the KMS team and the MCH nurses. Then with our chronic disease team, so the ITC program, they're doing all the medication runs first thing in the mornings, to get that out of the way, because we've got a big list of those. Then reception are checking all our appointment books who are booked in this week, just for any vulnerable community and anyone over 50. We're just going to go do a check-in, like a welfare check with them, see if they need any extra support this week. If they're coming in for an appointment, can we change it to a telehealth to save them coming in? They can stay home. The doctors will call them. So yeah, it's just those kind of small things like that, just to take into consideration that, we'll try and minimize movement for anyone, and keep them home out of the heat. But yeah, we've kind of done what we could in the clinic. It's just trying to keep everyone safe outside in their own home. So yeah.
And according to ABC News reports today, reports that Oyen near Mildura is reaching a top temperature of 48 degrees. This makes UMOB up in that region among the world's hottest temperatures today. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that it gets that high. Like, yes, we're very remote, and I guess we're country Victoria. It's just all, dirt and trees out here. But yeah, it's not a good problem to have. But I don't know. It's scary in a way. I remember my grandmother said back in the day when she used to work in childcare that it reached, I reckon it reached 50, she said, and they could see the heat wave outside through the windows. And like, it was just something that they've never experienced before. So just gotta roll with the punches, I guess, and get everyone through it together.
Do you have pets yourself
Yes.
there, Stephen?
Yeah, I've got two dogs and three birds. So They're all spoilt. So the dogs are inside, and the birds are bloody. They have a like a water system out the back with them, so they're all keeping cool and under the shade. And it's kind of you got to treat them just like your babies. But I guess education around that is like people don't think of pets as something that's a priority. It's they. I think it's more people think it's more to do with the human race than just animals. Like they're some animals are some people's babies and not just pets. So yeah, we've looked after our ones at home, and they're well looked after, I should say.
Sounds really deadly, bro. What type of dogs and birds are they that you have?
Three budgies, and I've got a just got a toy cavoodle and a little Jack Russell. So little toy cavoodle's he's only 3 months old. Super
Cuteness
spoiled.
overload.
Yeah, there's a, he's a little fluff ball at the moment. So they don't like water, so I can't buy a pool for them and let them go for a swim because they run away from it. Trying to help them, but yeah.
What's some of the word that you've heard from Mob today about how they're feeling about this heat, extreme heat today?
Yeah, because I don't think we've had a very hot summer like this in a while. Like we've had the one hot random 45 degree here, then it'll drop back down. We haven't had a consistent week of it. So yeah, like everyone's dreading it. That's for sure. Like even my cousins and stuff, they're just like, I'm not ready for it. One of them's pregnant. She's almost due for having my baby, and she's like, I can't get through this week. I've got to go into hospital now. Like, just I can't deal. And so yeah, like a lot of the elders are, I think they know how to prepare well enough, I guess, from experience. It's just we had a word to a couple that walked out of the clinic this morning when we're setting up the water station, and they was like, oh, that's such a deadly service, thank you, and blah blah blah. So they're really appreciative of what we are doing. It's just the small things of having cold water available for them to grab, and I like a icy bowl. So they're coming in, they're still coming in to see the doctors and whatnot. But they appreciated what we're doing. We moved through this week. Like it's just playing it by ear, really, of like how we can adjust as quick as possible.
Currently in Mildura, it is 48 degrees at the airport. Have you ever felt temps this hot in town?
Yeah, I reckon we have, but I guess it depends if it's like overcast and it's 48 degrees, if it's straight sunlight and it's 48 degrees. Like it's some days could feel hotter than it actually says on the temperature gauge. Like I reckon we've had days where I've been burnt when it's overcast, and 38 degrees, where if it's just direct sunlight and it's 48 degrees, I don't get burnt. Like it's very different. And I guess we've just had to adapt every time something happens like this, and just to promote how to keep safe. Like, well, I know I don't. I don't even wear sunscreen out in the sun, because growing up was like, oh, I'm a black fella, I won't burn, I just get darker. So just to protect yourselves in every type of way, it's just, I guess, educating everyone as we go and as new climates change. And we just got to adapt and then provide community with that information. So
And what about cooling down for mob in and around town? What's the swimming spots like up Mildura way?
we do have a lot of local pools. I know the outer towns like Mervane, and I think it was Irimpul, they were opening up the pool for free. But then again, it's a bit of a distance from town. So there is the river, and there's like a sandbar, like a sand beach area where people go a lot to swim. But we're trying to not promote that, I guess, because it's another way of being, exposed to the sun. There's the sun bouncing off the water. You're just exposed to it a lot more. But there is a lot of swimming spots in the area. But I wouldn't recommend it. It's just we've cancelled our local footy netball pre-season this week because it was meant to be some water sessions. But we're like, it's more exposure to the sun. We're not going to risk it. So.
We might leave it there for today, Stephen. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio. We wish you all the best for the rest of the day with this very warm temperature at Mildura. Thank you.
Thank you.